This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
King David posed two questions in Psalm 15. Lord, who can dwell in your tent? Who can live on your holy mountain? Well, David then went on to answer these two questions. But before we look at his answer, it's important to understand he was not saying we can be saved by works. Rather, he was speaking about our fellowship with God as true believers who are walking in his will. As Paul wrote, we're saved by grace through faith, not from works, so that no one can boast. However, we've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time. David was writing about the good works that should result once we have a relationship with God. Now let's review these two questions and David's answer.
Lord, who can dwell in your tent? Who can live on your holy mountain? The one who lives blamelessly, practices righteousness, and acknowledges the truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue, who does not harm his friend or discredit his neighbor, who despises the one rejected by the Lord, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his word, whatever the cost.
Again, Paul helps us understand what it means to walk in fellowship with God as believers. We should walk in newness of life. We should walk in love, walk in the light, walk wisely. In essence, we're to walk worthy of the great calling we have in Christ. So, let's remember this principle to live by. To have intimate fellowship with God, we must become more and more like Jesus Christ in the way we live.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.